You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hi, my name is Brooke Nelson, and I'm a theater artist in St. Paul. There are two great activities that I recommend happening on Saturday. Starting at noon, there's the Lake Harriet Kite Festival, which is a beautiful celebration of winter and the wind, which we usually fight against, but can be used for something great, especially when put in the hands of the Minnesota Kite Society. They'll have some really impressive kites out there. You can fly kites yourself if you bring them. And my favorite, the marshmallow roast. So get yourself some hot, gooey sugar and watch some beautiful kites. Wait, there's more. Saturday is also the 13th annual Powderhorn Art Sled Rally, and a bunch of people get together. They've decorated their sleds in fantastical shapes. My favorite last year was a Converse high top. There was once a Pokeball. It went all the way down to the bottom of the hill. A kid dressed as a Pokemon jumped out. I strongly recommend going to see this celebration of community and winter at Powderhorn Park on Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m.
Hi, my name is Nancy Valentine, and I'm a water medium artist from Fergus Falls. I wanted to tell you about this awesome exhibition taking place in the Charles Beck Gallery at M State Campus in Fergus Falls. I think my favorite part about the show has to be the variety of artists that are featured, from 2D works to 3D works to paintings that are realistic to ancient artistry of Gyotaku printmaking. Gyotaku is a traditional Japanese method of printmaking. It's a practice that dates very far back, where people take fish that they have caught and then cover them in ink and press them against paper to make very realistic prints. I thought it was really unique to see how somebody would take a regional fish caught here and would care enough to apply an ink and preserve the features and the intricacies of this local fauna. The Lake Region Arts Council Consortium exhibit is up now in the Charles Beck Gallery on the campus of M State in Fergus Falls. The show runs through February 6th.
Hi, my name is Sarah Skelton, and I teach humanities and direct theater at Vermilion College up here in Ely. I'm really excited about the upcoming opening of The Quilt Maker's Gift, which is a musical play based on the children's book of the same name. It's by Jeff Brumbo and beautifully, intricately illustrated by Ely resident Gail DeMarkin. The Quiltmaker's Gift is sort of a classic folk tale about a magical quiltmaker and a greedy king. And even though it's a children's story, it's really a story for all ages. It's just a beautiful message. The really cool thing about this show is it's the inaugural performance at the nationally registered and newly restored Historic State Theater. It opens Friday evening, the 24th. There are two shows on Saturday, the 25th, at 2 and at 7, and then the final performance Sunday, the 26th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. In addition, we just got about a foot of fresh powder, so this would be an awesome time to visit Ely.